Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my wonderful companion, Missionary Velvet Holmes. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, automobiles, place confinement, wherever you might be, to share with you the great love of Jesus Christ, to let you know sweet Jesus loves you. He's concerned about you. You want to make a real change in your life to take you off the wrong road, put you on the right road to heaven. Praise God. The Lord has blessed Missionary Velvet and myself with a powerful Holy Ghost filled ministry to go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that's behind prison bars. Our ministry has been a great blessing to those that are behind prison bars. And we are here on radio preaching the gospel by the power of the Holy Ghost like we always do. Praise God. So call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into today's broadcast. Praise God. We're going to start this month with a good teaching series coming from the first epistle of John, the fourth chapter. Praise God. Beginning there. So call a neighbor. Let them know to tune into today's broadcast for all these series of teachings. Praise God. My beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, is here to read the word of God. Now, praise the Lord, as we enter into 2025, praise God, our world is changing so much, and so much is going on in our society. And it's sad when you have so many people committing suicide, and taking their lives, and taking innocent lives of others. All these things are so sad. That's the reason why it's very important for people to talk their problems over. Talk to somebody. I'm telling you, amen. Somebody that can help you. Because people need to know that suicide is not the answer. People need to know that they're loved. They're cared for. Yes. People need to know that there's no problem too bad that you feel like you can't make it, you can't survive, that you might as well get out of it. Because suicide is not the way to solve your problem. And people need to understand, know that, praise the Lord. Jesus cares about you. He's concerned about you. He wants you to live. He wants you to make something of yourself. If you are depressed and worried and upset, praise God. You need to, praise God, talk to someone. And I'm the one you can talk to. You can write me a letter. And I'll be glad to minister unto you. Says the Missionary Velvet myself. Be glad to minister unto you. Praise God. Amen. Because it really stirs my spirit up to hear of so many people committing suicides. Praise the Lord. And that's so sad. Praise God. Amen. But the Lord cares about you. Praise God. He wants you to live. And to those of you that got firearms in your homes, you need to safeguard them and keep them away. Because people that's vulnerable like that is a really terrible temptation. A bad temptation. If you care about life, if you care about loved ones, you care about others, lock up your firearms and keep them away from the hands of the wrong people so you can prevent and save a life. Praise God. You can do that. Praise the Lord. All right, let's get ready to go into the Word of God in 1 John, the 4th chapter, and start reading at verse number 1. Let's see what John said here.
Beloved, Believe not every spirit, but try the spirit where they of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world.
Yes, it says, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are going out into the world. We live in an age in this year of 2025 that there's a lot of false prophets out here. People testifying and preachers talking that you cannot live in this world free from sin. And Jesus comes to save people from sin and take sin out the sinner. But you got people and church folks feel like you can't live free from sin, and they feel like they got to sin all their days. But I'm here to let you know Jesus come to save you from your sin. And when the Lord save you, your life changes. If your life hasn't changed after you confess Christ, you need to go back to the altar, because you are not delivered yet. Because the Lord Jesus come to save people from sin. And when the Lord forgive you for your sins, you're supposed to change your way of living. Because the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, where Paul said, if therefore if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things come new. That's what the Bible said. So if Jesus comes in your heart, sin goes out. Because light and darkness don't mix. You can't mix light with darkness. You cannot mix a good tree with a corrupt tree. Amen. So Jesus come to take sin out of the sinner. That's what he come for. And the Bible says so. Praise God. Amen. Believe what the Bible said, not what some theologian said, not what some man said. The Bible said, let every man, let every devil be a liar, but let God's word be true. So believe what that Bible said. Amen. Praise God. Believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of God. Because many false prophets are going out into the world. And they can fool you by talking things they learned in school. It takes God to anoint a preacher to preach by the power of the Holy Ghost. Not what man said, because preaching man ideas is human nature. Human nature is that they can't live free from sin. They can't live right, because Adam sinned in the garden. And sin passed upon the human race. That's human nature. Human nature is that they are weak to temptation. They yield to temptation. That's human nature. But when the Lord save you and take that Adam nature out of you, when he washed you in the blood, he placed in you a brand new nature, the nature of Christ. That's the new birth, being born again. And when you're born again, then that new life comes in you. And when that new life comes in you, then you'll be living a life changed with power to resist temptation. Because Jesus will be in you resisting temptation. The reason why you got church people yielding to temptation is because they're not washed in the blood. They're not sanctified. And as long as that human nature, that Adam nature is in you, you're going to yield. But when Christ come in you and put that new nature in you, you got power to tell the devil no. That's what salvation comes in place. That's why Paul said in 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things come new. The Bible is right, people. People need to get like what the Bible said. When Christ come in, your life changes. The things you used to do in the world, you don't do them things no more. Amen. The Lord bring forth a change. Amen. You don't go back and do the same thing again. When the Lord save you, he turn you around. Praise God, I'm telling you. Amen. This is a powerful message, and I'm taking my time to break it down to you. You got to do more than just repent of your sins. A lot of false prophets, they love to preach repentance. But you got to move from repentance. You got to go more further. And that's what I tell you. In order for you to complete your salvation, you got to go further than repentance. Praise God. We're going to pick it up on another broadcast. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith as we pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for the opening of today's message. Lord, look on the people with mercy. Those that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll live right. Blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the seat of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongue. Lord, heal the sick, those that are sick of their bodies. I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis, the flu bug, the coronavirus. Lord, stretch forth your nail-scarred hand. Touch, heal, and deliver by the power of God. Lord, go into the jails and prisons. Touch these prisoners. Let them know you love them, Lord. Lord, I want you to, amen, deliver them, set them free. Praise God, from what the devil got them tied to. Lord, go into the free world. Let them know, God, you can change their lives and turn their lives around. Lord, do these things. We'll praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up. Say, thank you, Jesus. Say, by your stripes I am healed. Glory to God. Give God the praise. Write me about it. Tell me about it. Praise the Lord. Amen. Your victory and your miracle in God. Here come my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet.
Praise him. Praise him. The song said, there is no secret what my God can do. What he done for others, he will do the same thing for you. Mr. Ella Holmes, as preacher, believe that the Lord can forgive you for your sin. And he also can keep you from going back, doing those things again. He did it for others. He can do it for you. So you believe that prayer. You keep on thanking him and keep on seeking the Lord until you become an overcomer. Because of what God desired for you. Dobehan Prison Bob, Ella Holmes, and I love you. We really do. Jesus loves you even more. He has a plan for you, and he has not forgotten you. He is there with you every second, every minute, every hour, every day. He is there for you. In the free world, thank you for your prayer and support of our ministry. Continue to pray for us, and we pray for you. And God has a plan for you to be free also. Remember that God loves with the everlasting love, and we do too. But the most of all, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatsoever God has promised, he is able to perform. You believe that, and it shall come to pass. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Pray for Missionary Vell and myself. The Lord open up doors. We'll be able to get more into jails and prisons to preach the word of God to those that's behind prison bars. Amen. To next broadcast, this Chaplain William Holmes, along with one companion, Missionary Velvet, saying that if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
This train is a clean train.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write, to request prayer, or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.